for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy, just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome back. And good morning, studio.
Good morning.
We were in Las Vegas all weekend for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. A little tired, a little broker, a little, all those things. We'll have stories. We'll have stories. Some of us are a little broker than others. We'll talk about it.
Great.
How about this? What holiday are you looking forward to the most? Because here we are. It's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Like,
we're about to hit it hard. What?
Christmas.
Yeah, for you, Christmas,
yep.
Because
I really feel like my kids will be here by Christmas. I used to think Thanksgiving, but now I'm going to go with Christmas, and we're going to take them to Colorado for the first time, and they're going to see snow, and they're going to freak out. It's going to be amazing.
Lunchbox.
Christmas.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Presents, baby. Presents.
Eddie?
Christmas.
Wow.
I just love Christmas. I love the holiday season, the music.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. Halloween.
No,
Halloween's fun.
I'm not a big holiday guy. Yeah. For Christmas and I don't like being off work. I don't have a family to go to. So it's like, I like Halloween. Everything is normal.
And you get to dress up?
I don't dress up.
And you don't eat candy.
Huh.
I know, but...
carve a pumpkin?
Mostly it's which one do I... dread the least.
Oh, because like family stuff. Oh, that's the worst. I feel really bad
terrible.
For you. And... That hurts my heart.
Nah, don't let it till December.
November we have Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thanksgiving's okay for me because I'll usually do something in my house where it's like, hey.
Oh, yeah, you have like Friendsgiving.
Like Losersgiving, yeah.
Oh,
where it's like other losers.
I've gone to that before.
I know, and that year you were a loser.
Oh, yeah.
So we did like Losersgiving. Yeah. So Halloween for me. And Raging Idiots are playing like October 28th.
True.
Bobby's like Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Here's one for your Monday. Sheriff Troy Nils in Texas found a dog that had been left tied up during Hurricane Harvey. He works for the police department. So with the help of a local news reporter, he rescued the dog. He took her to the Humane Society, got her checked out. They reached out to the owner who was like, I don't want the dog anymore. The owner relinquished all the rights of the dog, said leave her at the shelter. The sheriff adopted her, named her Archer after the reporter who helped save her.
Oh, wow.
And so now the dog is safe. The sheriff's got a new dog. And you know what? That family who tied their dog up, let me have their name. I'm going to do a segment called I Don't See You. And that's terrible.
I know. So
I'm glad.
Shout out to the officer.
This officer here. People.
And the dog, yes, now seems
and
to
the
be
dog's
in a
got
loving
a home.
Home.
Yes. Sheriff Troy Nils of Fort Bend County, Texas. You know what? I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Tennessee. A gunman opened fire at a church on Sunday, killing one, injuring 7. The church usher confronted the gunman and saved a ton of lives. The gunman is in custody. In other news, Hurricane Maria is still churning towards the East Coast. It's not going to make landfall, but it's going to bring heavy wind and rain to North Carolina starting tomorrow. And finally, help out those affected by the hurricane in Puerto Rico. They're really needing your help. Go to globalgiving.org.
Many things to talk about today, including us meeting Heidi Klum, including me meeting Alicia Silverstone, including, I don't know, our iHeart Festival was crazy. But I digress for 1 second. Chris Jansen put out a record on Friday, and he has a song called Drunk Girl. And I was like, what's this going to be about? Who's heard the song?
Not I.
I haven't.
Nope.
Okay. I see the title Drunk Girl, and again, I'm thinking,
This must be some party anthem from Chris Jansen. I like to play some of it because I've never heard a song like this from Chris Jansen because it's not a party anthem.
Okay.
And it's actually like a whoa. And I'll let our listeners hear it. And if they hear it and they like it, they can download it or not. But this is called Drunk Girl from Chris Jansen. It's about, instead of taking advantage of someone, like help them out. Listen to this. Chris Jansen here.
Cover charge stamps, got a hand looking like a rainbow, in and out of every bar, on a whim just like the wind blows. She's either a bachelorette or coming off a breakup. Take a drunk girl home. She's bouncing like a pinball, singing every word she never knew, dancing with her eyes closed like she's the only one in the room. Her hair's a perfect mess, falling out of that dress. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on. Walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
Right now.
I don't know if I'm just tired, but that makes me want to cry.
Right?
You leave a drive for a dive, and you get something bad to eat. They're singing closing time at that little bar across the street. In two by two, strangers and lovers headed for the covers, hooking up. That TV in your two-bedroom sounds turned off. And through the paper-thin walls, you can hear the neighbor's cigarette cough. There's a million things you could be doing, but there's one thing you're damn sure glad you did. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by the phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on. In a boy and a man, you take a drunk girl home.
Yeah, I heard this and I was like, wow, it's different than anything I've heard. And it's unlike Jansen's like really upbeat party stuff, and it's like for real and a song I haven't heard sung about.
No.
It's called Drunk Girl from Chris Jansen.
You took a drunk girl home in the sober light of dawn. She left you a message. She thanked you on the phone. Cause you picked up her life she threw on the floor. You left the hall lights on. Walked out and locked the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. You took a drunk girl home.
That's from Chris Jansen's new album called Everybody.
Take a drunk girl home.
I hadn't heard it until the record was out, and I was just going through the record, and it's a great record, too, by the way. And I was like, that's a jam. Wow. I got to play that on Monday.
Wow.
Right?
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, my goodness. Time for positivity. Around the room show and tell style. It's called Tell Me Something Good. Jingle time.
Tell me something good.
I'll start. Man, this guy's neighbor was 75 years old, and he was up on the roof. He was roofing the house himself, and he's like, man, I want to do something. But he also didn't know how to roof. So you got the neighbor who doesn't know how to roof, the old man up there who's working hard, he doesn't really know how to roof. So he takes a picture, and he puts it on Facebook. He's like, hey, can people help? So the neighbors all went and showed up and roofed the guy's house from a picture on Facebook.
Wow.
Like, they all got up there together and did what they knew how. There were a couple that knew how to roof. They roofed the neighbor's house for him.
That's pretty cool.
This old dude was able to just chill and be an old dude.
Nice.
And everybody roofed his house. Yeah, Amy, you're up.
Well, there's this 8-year-old little girl, and she loves bugs, and she got teased for her love of entomology. Like, a lot of her peers just didn't get it. And her mom was like, I got to do something to show her that if you're into entomology, it's not weird. So she wrote out to this entomological society, like a scientific paper, and said, hey, I want you to encourage my daughter. And they let her co-author an entire scientific paper at 8 years old, and they created a hashtag for her called hashtag bugs are for girls. And and hundreds of people responded for encouragement, and she's going to stick with it. And I say you do, too. I took entomology in school.
I wouldn't even know what that was. I'll be honest with you.
Study bugs.
Well, I know now because you just explained it, but I wouldn't have known before then.
I thought it was plants before you said it.
I thought it was instead of intimacy. I was like, I need that. Lunchbox?
There's this family in Florida. They got a little Chiweeny dog, and in the
what's
middle of
that, a Chiweeny?
It's like a Chihuahua and a weenie dog.
That's amazing. Oh, okay. A Chiweeny.
And in the middle of the night, the Chiweeny is just going ruff, 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 and they're like, Chiweeny, go to bed, and ruff, ruff. So they think there's a possum on the back porch. They wake up, go check the back porch. The back of the house is on fire. The Chiweeny saves the day. Ruff, ruff.
The Chiweeny.
Yeah, thank goodness, Chiweeny the hero.
There you go. A Chihuahua weenie dog.
I kind of might need to see one of those.
Huh.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, it looks like Luke Bryan will be the second judge on American Idol alongside Katy Perry.
When I talked to Luke a few weeks ago, there was a snag and they were holding up and he was... It's like, hey, I need to make at least what I can make touring. Because that was the deal. Like, they're offering money, but he makes a lot of money touring.
Yeah.
So, whatever they haven't released yet... But it must be enough now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to get him for a bit, and he will be fantastic at it.
Yeah, evidently they've been trying to land him for a couple of months, but it's a done deal, and there's no word on who the third judge will be just yet. So did you see that three Price is Right contestants had a streak of luck on the big wheel on Friday, winning $80,000 when five of the six spins hit the jackpot? Five of the six.
Wait, so they all spun the big wheel, and they kept hitting the $1?
Yeah, and now it's this big controversy because they feel like it's just not legit.
Well, if it wasn't legit, we'd have more people. Like, this is the first time we've ever heard of this.
Yeah.
I don't... there are a lot of rigged things. I'm not jumping on the prices. I have bigger things to worry about.
Is the one thing that we believe in?
No, I believe in more than that, but I don't believe this is rigged.
Because you're always the one that's like, it's rigged, it's rigged, it's rigged.
Not this, because it hasn't happened enough times.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're still Price is Right fans. It's legit. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lake Forest, Illinois. Three men walked into a Verizon wireless store, stole a bunch of phones, and got away. They're driving, police chase, wrecked the car, and they're like, oh no, what are we going to do? Let's run into that building over there. They run in, and they're hiding behind the Coke machine. Only problem is, it's a local police precinct.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Whoopsie.
They ran into a police station.
They were hiding behind the Coke machine in the lobby.
That's not true.
It is true. It says it right here in the story.
Is that a movie?
How is that true? Dang.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was standing in Las Vegas in the arena right before iHeartRadio Music Festival Day 1, and I saw Ryan Seacrest, and he was reading over his lines. But we would all read over our lines before we went out. But he had a lot of lines, so he was sitting there reading. And I was walking by, and I know Ryan, and I didn't want to interrupt him, but I also didn't want to walk by and not say hi, because that turns into, oh, Bobby thinks he's too big for his britches now. So I just kind of was waiting till he stopped, and I grabbed his shoulder. I was like, hey, dude. And then he was like, hey, Bobby, good, 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 good. And it was a very bro-y moment, but Amy was recording it, and I didn't know she was recording it. So this is Amy doing play-by-play of the Bobby, Ryan Seacrest moment.
Ryan, Bobby, Ryan, oh, what up? Oh, hey, buddy. Go, bro.
And that was it. But it's
real quick.
It's quick. Bro. But she commentated the whole thing. It's up on my Instagram.
That's what it felt like.
Mr. Bobby
Yo,
Bones.
Bro.
Yeah, she was play-by-playing it.
It could have been real awkward.
It wasn't awkward, and it was nothing. I like Ryan. Ryan's always been awesome to me, so it was good. I just didn't expect to have, you know...
Me neither. I was just there for the moment.
John Madden calling the game there. You know what I mean?
Just happened.
It's like, namaste. Ryan took secrets that walked away. Said, namaste. Says that he's a big fan of the
school, bro.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching you, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying
student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste.
I was glad Eddie was with me because our corporate guys grabbed me and they were like, hey, that Namaste song can be a hit. You need to add a country guitar to it. And I was like, what? Like, it's not like a real song. In my mind, it's never been a real song. But it sells like crazy on iTunes, which we can't understand. They're like, no, but if you add a John Party guitar, we're like, what's happening right now? They're like, we'll play it on our stations. You just go back in the studio. And I'm like, that costs a lot of money. So now they're serious about this song being a hit, but adding a John Party guitar. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, we have to ask John Party
but
now.
But you were there.
I was.
For the first time. They were like, we'll play it on station. Just add a John Party guitar.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all.
It's quietly to myself that I didn't want to get in trouble.
How did you miss that?
That's your wow.
What do you mean get in trouble? You do it every single time.
I know, but sometimes,
all right,
okay.
We're done.
Oh, no. Man. Oh, did you hear me go?
Ruined.
We're done. No, we didn't hear anything. I turned it down so I could hear your bark. All right.
We're done.
I can respect this. So, back in 2015, General Mills said, hey, we're going to phase out a lot of artificial colors and flavors from our cereals. And so Trix was hit hard. Like Trix and that bunny rabbit with all those beautiful colors, they were hit hard. When they said no artificial colors or flavors, that's nothing left. Like Trix is nothing.
They're just white corn balls.
It's just nothing. Yeah, just like, ugh. It's like those rice patties Amy eats. So Trix lost. No, if they're there, I'll eat anything. But so Trix lost his bright colors, like light green, light blue.
Oh.
So nobody's buying it. So Trix is like, we're back at it. So they've announced that we're bringing them all back. Artificial colors, flavors. Nobody likes the new ingredients.
Oh, man.
So Trix is back, everybody. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're bringing them back.
Did they try using, like, beets?
Oh, boy.
Like, beets will give you a really nice red color.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a funny story. I don't think anybody's going to get this. It's called I'm Never Gonna Get It. People leave their cell phones in this place more than anywhere else. Eric in Phoenix City, Alabama. What's up, buddy?
How's it going,
Jeff? What do you think about this?
I'm thinking at the public restroom.
No, that's not it. Blech. I don't even put my phone in my pocket in a public restroom.
Oh.
You're on the air, Brett in Ohio. What you think about it, Brett?
I'm going to say you're... pants pocket. At the end of the day, you take your pants off, leave it in your pocket.
And you forget about it and throw it in the washer, and you're like, oh, man. You're like, something. Boom, da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. What's in the washer? Oh, my phone. Nah, that's not it. Amy, coming to you.
The cab or the Uber?
The cab or the Uber? No. Lunchbox.
Oh, it's easy. On top of the car.
Oh, Eddie.
Man, I thought
the
I had
gym.
It.
The gym.
Get it.
Oh. No, I'll give you one more shot. Vicky in Massachusetts. What you got?
Is it that carriage at a grocery store?
It is not. It's funny, too, how culturally, what part of the country we're in, like geographically,
carriage.
What we call it.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Arkansas, and for me, it was the cart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For some people, it's the buggy. And for Vicky, what part of Massachusetts are you from?
Boston.
So, and you guys call it the carriage.
Yep.
That's cool. I never heard it called that
yeah,
before.
That's cool. I like
it
that.
Sounds... like more, like you need horses.
Right.
I like that. Like the horses are pulling your groceries. No, that's not it, Vicky. But thank you for listening.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Never going to get it. The answer is the number one place people leave their cell phones is the coffee shop. The Starbucks is the...
I've never lost my phone.
Yeah. The Dunkin' Donuts is... because they're drinking, they leave it on the table.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? I played this song earlier, and nobody on the show had heard it yet, because it's not a radio song, but... Amy was like, I think I'm going to start crying. Because, listen, I've never heard a song sang about this before. And so I was listening to the new Chris Jansen album. I think it's fantastic. It's called Everybody. And I hope you check it out. But he has this song called Drunk Girl. And at first I was like, what is this, a party song? And it's exactly the opposite. It's like, don't take advantage of a drunk girl. Just take her home. Like, she's vulnerable right now. And instead of what a lot of slime balls do, do the opposite. And so I started playing it. And Amy's like, I think I'm going to cry. So this is Chris Jansen. It's not a radio song, but I think it is such a good song and a message that I've never heard told musically like this. I hope you download it. Honestly, I hope you do. I hope you share it. Drunk Girl by Chris Jansen. Listen to some of it.
Cover charge stamps, got a hand looking like a rainbow, in and out of every bar, on a whim just like the wind blows. She's either a bachelorette or coming off a breakup. Take a drunk girl home. She's bouncing like a pinball, singing every word she never knew, dancing with her eyes closed like she's the only one in the room. Her hair's a perfect mess, falling out of that dress. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on. Walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. You leave a drive for a dive and you get something bad to eat. And they're singing closing time at that little bar across the street. Been two by two strangers and lovers headed for the covers, hooking up. And that TV in your two bedroom sounds turned off. And through the paper thin walls you can hear the neighbor's cigarette cough. There's a million things you could be doing, but there's one thing you're damn sure glad you did. Take a drunk girl home, let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by the phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on, walk out and lock the door. That's how you know the difference in a boy. Take a drunk girl home.
It's Chris Jansen called Drunk Girl. Hope you guys like that one.
He took a drunk girl home in the sober light of dawn. She left you a message. She thanked you on the phone. 'Cause you picked up her life she threw on the floor. You left the hall lights on, walked out and locked the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. You took a drunk girl home.
That's from his album Everybody. Not a radio song.
Take a drunk girl home.
Just thought I'd play it, 'cause man, that's a good one, man. There you go. Hey, a woman was on the phone, and the train was coming, and the train chopped her leg off.
Wait. What?
And it's like, if you're on your phone, and there are cars around or trains around, like, pay attention. Shocking footage shows a woman approach cross without looking either way, and then here comes, like, the tram had nailed her. Luckily, she didn't die.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
She lost her leg because she was texting on her phone and not paying attention. And I don't know if she had ears in as well.
Yeah, I have so many questions.
Okay, go ahead, ask him.
Well, yeah. What is she listening to? Can she hear?
What is she listening to?
No, not
I heard
what, like, is it so loud? Why would you not look both ways if you're crossing a train track? Was she distracted? I mean, I don't know. I feel like she must have been majorly into whatever she was doing, and why?
I heard it was Namaste.
It's in the story.
Yeah, okay. In the story, she was listening to the radio.
We can do this.
Namaste. Yeah, she lived. That's right.
Right.
If y'all actually died, I wouldn't told the story.
Okay.
I don't think I would have anyway. But yeah.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born.
Hurricane victims called a dirty number because FEMA accidentally put out the wrong number.
Oh, great.
Yeah, several Hurricane Irma victims called a 1-800 number for help, but instead were offered something else. Whenever the phone number was answered. Yeah. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, tweeted a number. And they said, if you have a damaged roof, call. And it was supposed to be an 888 number, not 800. But when people called it, it was like, hello?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I like that. Think of FEMA.
Maybe
what?
Maybe they could still help.
Yeah, they have so many questions.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Rough night last night. My house alarm kept going off.
that's not.
And so first of all, it's scary because it's so loud. And let me tell you, I've got alarm after alarm. If you just sneeze in my house and you're not supposed to be there, something goes off.
Oh, and you're not. But if you are supposed to be there, if you sneeze, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And no sneezes. Well, I was the only one there. And I'm in my room, and I have sensors everywhere through the house, and I have window sensors and door. And all of a sudden, and I'd been in Vegas for the past 3 days, so my clock's a little off, 2 hour difference. So about, I don't know, 10 o'clock. And I'm like, oh. So one, it scares me because of the noise.
That would freak me out.
But two, now I got to go downstairs and do some business.
Be ready.
And by do business, I mean, I'm scared. My butt's puckered up, man. Like, and so I have a couple options. I have a 12 gauge underneath my bed. And I'm like, you know what? I need to not. Because I feel like at this point, I can just take a bat and do some business. I don't even keep a bull in the chamber.
Why, even in the cages or what?
No, I just feel like, I feel pretty good about myself physically.
Okay.
Like,
I got some power behind the swing.
Eddie actually texted me and was like, I don't think I can beat you up anymore.
I saw that video you posted on Instagram. Dude, you're looking like a fighter.
So I just, I'm probably a little too big for my britches as far as who I think I can take on.
Okay.
So I grabbed my gun, and then I put it down, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go down. And there, and it's probably just something that set it off. And there's nothing down there. I walked out of the house. Nothing. But my heart rate starts doing this. Cause if your alarm goes off, the noise, and the, maybe there's somebody down there. I reset it. I go back to bed. Probably 11:45. Again.
What?
No.
Wakes me up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I send a note to myself, buy a baseball bat, because I would have just went out with the bat instead of the gun. But I did grab the gun this time. I walked down there. And I yelled, I've got a gun. And I had to listen to see if anybody.
Right.
See
if someone responded.
Well, see if they started moving.
Okay.
Because I was coming from upstairs. I was like, I got a gun. And nobody moved. So I walked and I looked around. But I didn't go to bed until like 1 because you just can't. I can't fall back asleep.
Well, yeah, especially if you've, your heart rate's up.
My heart
rate's
like. Boop, 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 boop. So
yeah. What in the world?
I don't know.
Got to get that figured out.
Somebody sneezing around my house shouldn't be sneezing. But, you know, I have lights. Like if you even drive down the block, boop, light. Like, I'm ready. I just know that I'm going to shoot somebody. And what I'm afraid of is it's going to be somebody that doesn't know and they just come to the house late at night.
Oh, like a friend?
Yes.
And this all is a legit fear of yours?
That's,
or you think it could? Yeah.
Because I've been robbed and jumped. My house is all this.
Yeah,
I will shoot somebody.
Okay.
And so if someone comes at like 11:30 and they don't tell me and I'm like, and I'm just, I don't, and you come inside my house, I'm going to shoot you. And so I need a baseball bat instead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can borrow my African spear.
No, you have to throw that and I'll miss. And who wants to fight with
it? No, you charge. You don't throw it. It's long. You charge.
Charging anyone. I'm not trying to joust.
Yeah, it's a javelin throw or
that's
something?
That's how I practice.
Well, that happened last night. Oh, kind of miserable. What's up with you? Anything?
No, I got great sleep. My alarm didn't go off at all.
Do you want to hear Amy Shingle's story in a minute? You know, she has shingles on her face.
No, that's bad.
What?
Yeah, she has shingles on her face.
That's really bad.
I thought that was an old
really
person
bad.
Thing.
Tell me about it.
Remember when I had shingles like a year ago?
Yes.
Yeah. It's from stress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
What's wrong, guys?
It's real, real bad.
You guys need to relax.
I itch.
No, we have real responsibilities.
So do I.
You have none.
I'm a dad.
Are you kidding me?
You have none.
I got to be here on time.
That's hard. That's really
it is.
Okay.
That's a real responsibility.
Okay.
I got to clock in, clock out.
Okay. Cool.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to John Party. His awesome song, Heartache on the Dance Floor, became his latest number one single over the weekend. So super pumped about that. He bumped Dustin Lynch's two-week number one, Small Town Boy, to the number three spot, and Kenny Chesney's All the Pretty Girls is at number two.
You say that so confusing. You should just go 1, 2, 3 instead of like at number one, at number seven, minus six.
I only did 1 through 3.
Go ahead.
I felt like I said it okay. But also, it's because John Party, do you know he has an alter ego?
Oh boy.
No. Go ahead.
I need to meet his alter ego because his name is Juan Fiesta.
Eddie?
I mean, I don't know what to think right now.
Fiesta Party, John Party, Juan Fiesta.
I get it.
No, we get it. John Party, Juan Fiesta. Like, we get it.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Like, so, sort of like Dierks Bentley's, you show up before his shows and he has this, like, whole, like, you know, Juan Fiesta jam session.
I like it.
You do?
I do.
If Betty likes it, then I like it.
Yay!
We have to go to our Hispanic judge here.
Yes. Resident Hispanic judge.
Make sure that it's okay.
Is it okay that we laugh at it?
Oh, si. Oh!
That's funny. Because my name's Roberto Huesos.
See?
And Eddie gave me permission for that a long time ago.
Correct.
Okay, yes. So John Party, you have permission to be Juan Fiesta.
All right. You have the Eddie stamp of approval, right?
Party away, John.
All right, what else, Amy?
Justin Timberlake performed his first performance of 2017 this weekend.
Finally.
He headlined his own festival.
Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
You meant Justin Bieber. Oh, Justin Timberlake's cool.
Yeah. Pilgrimage Festival, which is awesome. And then he was joined on stage by Chris Stapleton and his wife for the show. And it's the first time they performed together since the 2015 CMAs.
I don't know what you're speaking way too fast. Like, I have no idea what you're saying. What?
They performed on stage together. Okay. And this is the first time Chris Stapleton and his wife, and I did say that, and Justin Timberlake. And this is the first time they've been on stage since the 2015 CMA Awards.
Did Juan Fiesta show up? Because if he did, then it's a real party. Am I the only one thought she was talking too fast?
A little jumpy.
Yeah, she was fast.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, go to your peanut gallery.
Oh,
here she goes.
On.
Amy, I agree with you a lot of times.
But Bobby, at first you thought I was talking about Justin Bieber, and I said Justin Timberlake.
You said it so fast, I thought you said Justin Bieber.
Okay, I blame it on the shingles.
She does have shingles on her face, and it's affected like her voice. Her voice is all cracky.
I'm on crazy horse meds.
She's on all kinds of medication.
Yeah.
So that's why when she snaps at me, I just hug it off.
Okay. She's like, she has shingles.
Yeah, it's like, it's all good. Hey, I've had shingles.
Well, I am extremely irritated right now, but not at anything other than I want to itch things and I can't.
Yeah, me too, just not my face. But hers is her face.
All right.
And so I think it's her kids. You know my diagnosis?
Yeah.
Because I've had shingles, and I'm not a doctor, but my shingles were from work stress. Her shingles are from kid stress. Her kid's not coming.
Yeah, well, that's what my doctor, I saw my doctor and he diagnosed me pretty much after he saw me immediately. He's like, yeah. And I had symptoms leading up for the week. Remember last Monday or so, I was telling y'all my scalp was irritated.
No, she had a spider in her brain. That's right. That's what she thought.
That's what you said.
I thought a spider crawled into my head and then was going to hatch things in my forehead and was making it irritated. But you guys, it's not the case. There's no spider. What? I just have shingles and I'm now on Valtrex.
Yes, which is a herpes medication.
Yes, and I had to go to the
shingles, I had to take it too.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was at the Las Vegas pharmacy.
No, because it's just a virus. Shingles are chickenpox. Shingles are chickenpox coming back.
Okay. If you've had chickenpox, you can get shingles from stress, which I don't feel like I have a crazy stressful life, but my doctor believes as though I suppress the stress and now because the kids stuff and it's now eating me alive.
I have a new motto. Wow. Suppress the stress.
That's good.
Stick it down in the hole.
Yeah. Don't. It'll come out in forms of bumps, itchy bumps on your face during an important work event weekend, which is awesome.
Yeah, we were at Music Festival, and Amy has like bumps all over her face.
The first night, it took me probably about 30 minutes just to cover up my forehead with makeup.
Yeah, so if she's snapping at me today and I'm not returning it back, it's because I'm just accepting the shingles.
Thanks,
nice
Bobby.
Of you.
You're welcome.
Man, the peanut gallery is going to be nicer.
I didn't mean to snap at you.
You got
to
stay peanut.
All right.
Always stay 100% peanut over there.
On Twitter and Instagram,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
The morning corny.
What did the horse say after it tripped? Help. I've fallen, and I can't giddy up. You like it?
That was the morning corny.
Yes. Nailed it.
What kind of laugh was that from over there?
Was that real?
Yeah, it was real.
Okay, just checking.
Wow, there you go. We had our iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend, and so we go, and it's a big party, and lots of superstars are there. And I was just kind of thinking about some of the cool moments. And so we saw Heidi Klum. I actually talked to her for a second, and she looks like a robot, a really attractive robot.
Mm-hmm. Just not real.
But not like a real person. And so I don't know if it's up anymore, but I did take a Insta story. We were standing beside each other watching a monitor of Jared Leto perform. But she's just chilling for 2 days. She was just back there hanging out. So saw and met Heidi Klum. Did you guys see her?
Yeah. No. Did not see her.
I wish.
Most beautiful person in the world.
See, I thought Alicia Silverstone was much like prettier, like more approachable, more human.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't get to see her though, so.
I met her and I was like, now this.
That's awesome.
I felt like she was approachable and like I had a, you know, if I had a shot if I was a normal dude.
Okay.
But she was very kind.
Like, what
very,
is she most famous for?
Clueless.
Yeah.
And then
the crazy video.
The crazy. That, yeah. And then she did that show where she was like the psycho. I don't know. But yeah, that actress.
Okay.
I watched Julia Michaels perform, who is so good. And so she has this song.
Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them up.
But she's a songwriter first, and she was playing acoustic like all the songs she'd written for like Bieber and Selena Gomez. And but I have friends that have written her because she comes to Nashville and writes too. But she was awesome.
Cause I got issues, but you got them too.
She's only like 23. I thought she was much older. I put a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, because I really wasn't into getting a bunch of pictures, but I was like, I gotta go get a picture with Julia Michaels.
Yeah, like, I heard you like looking for it.
I was like, where is she?
Where is she?
I must get a picture. And then Judah and the Lion, and I went and saw Judah and talked to him for a bit.
And I take it all back, take it all back, take it all back. I take it all back to have you.
And so we've played them in this song on our show before, yeah. Even though it's not country, but I mean, really, what is? Yeah. I mean, this is as country as some people play, honestly.
Yeah. They're from this country.
Huh?
They're from this country.
And they live here, right. So our station program director of our Nashville station, his name is Gator. And Eddie goes up, and Gator is Judah's uncle. And Eddie goes up to Judah and is like, hey, I know Gator. And Judah has no idea what he's talking
about.
He's
like, cool, man.
He's like, hey, man, cool, yeah.
And I take it all back, take it all back, take it all back.
So I go up to Judah and I'm like, hey, dude. Bobby Bones goes, dude, you play our song. I appreciate that. And I said, hey, yeah, your uncle. He goes, oh, Uncle Tony. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, Eddie, Uncle Tony, not
That's
Gator.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
And I take it all back, take it all back, take it all back. I take it all back to have you.
But they were really good live. I should bring them in on the show.
We totally should.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Because I've been playing them. Why not?
And I take it all back, take it all back, take it all back. I take it all back to have you.
Those pictures are on my Instagram, as well as the awkward Ryan Seacrest Bobby Bones bro hug that Amy commentated and recorded.
Ryan. Bobby. Ryan. Oh, what up? Oh, hey, buddy. Go, bro.
All right, and it was over, yes.
It happened just like that.
You can see that Mr. Bobby Bones. Bones. This woman in Colorado, she's been playing the lottery for 30 years, playing the exact same numbers. Over 30 years, the exact same numbers. She's 67 years old. The same numbers over 30 years. She won $133.2 million.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Yeah, how about that?
A single Powerball ticket using the same set of numbers she's played for 30 years, finally paying off.
I'm looking at it and it's like 17, 18, 24, 25. About this time I am totally freaking out and I'm like doing this.
Judy says she won't be making any more stops at places like this to buy those tickets because one win is all she needs.
Lunchbox, you played the lottery.
Wow.
A lot. Now, are you okay with waiting 30 years?
Yeah. Still a profit.
But you're okay with waiting 30 years for it?
I'm 20 years in, so might as well wait 10 more.
No. 30 years from now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Okay.
So you'd be in your 60s when you finally hit.
But I'd be rich.
Yeah.
You could
filthy
still enjoy
rich.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surgeons are charging $40,000 to make people look like Ivanka Trump. They've noticed an increased number of patients with photos of Ivanka. They come in like, who do you want to look like? And they show Ivanka's cheekbones.
Hmm.
They want widened cheekbones and slender noses. That's just risky. And I don't know if you're supposed to say something if someone gets a facelift or something. Because there was a guy at our iHeartRadio Music Festival who we've been working with forever. And he had like his face done or something. And we didn't know if we're supposed to say like, hey man, that looks good. It's like when someone gets a new hairdo. And you're like, huh. Do I address it?
Yeah, because they look so different.
Because it looks so different.
Right.
And if it's supposed to look better, do you go, hey, you had some work done. That looks fantastic.
Well, I didn't know how to react because he looked completely different.
Yeah.
And not good or bad, but I was like, is that the same person? But I don't know how to... If there's a hairstyle, and it's risky. It's risky. Even if someone's like lost weight, I'd be like, dang, you look skinny.
Yes, because I saw someone this week and we hadn't seen in a while and he lost weight. And I was like, because he didn't need to lose weight necessarily, but he did. And it's like, you want to recognize it if it's hard work.
And I'd be like, well, you're looking great. But then I don't know if you can do that with plastic surgery.
Okay, here you go. I don't know. My female perspective would be, if it's a haircut, go for it. Yeah. Say all you want.
Yeah.
If it is plastic surgery, just don't even bring it up. Just don't even address it.
Know that I know that many people that have had like plastic surgery, mm-hmm.
Right.
This was like a real deal. Like,
yes, yeah, so you just
it was like talk of the town.
Yeah. But they're doing it because they want to, they think they look better, right?
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it.
I would be like, hey, you look like Ivanka Trump. You got to deal with Ivanka. You know, cheeks are in.
Yeah.
Nose thin.
Hair, yes. Plastic surgery, no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well. Seems like a lot of money, though. But, and that's risky because you can't go back.
Yeah. You can't. It's done.
It's like you pay them $40,000. They make you look like Ivanka Trump. And instead, you look like Donald Trump Jr. And you're like,
no.
You're like, where did this go wrong? Because you can't go back. You can't go, you know what? I like a refund and
reverse it.
Let's go. Take it. Yeah. You take it back. All right. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. If you want to hop over there and follow me, that would be amazing. It would make my day. If I got to 1 million followers today, that would make my day.
Today?
Yes. It would make my day.
I bet it would.
Not even close. All right, I got a game. Today's National One-Hit Wonder Day. If you miss it, you're out, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they're so easy. Ready?
Yes.
National One-Hit Wonder Day. Here we go. I'll give you the lyrics to the song. All you have to do is nail it. Number one. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. What? I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take you a picture.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox might have just won the game.
Yeah.
Everyone
what
else looks
on
so
earth?
Confused.
Go ahead, cue it up.
What's that? Your winning song?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take you a picture. 5 seconds.
Wow. I'm in.
All right. Amy?
Can't touch this.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Eddie?
Baby got back.
Baby got back.
Oh,
yeah.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
Did you get Lunchbox?
Baby got back.
Baby got back.
I sat down because I was ready to celebrate.
Amy? Dang, I've been eliminated already.
You've been eliminated.
Wow.
Right. You've been eliminated. Okay. How about this one? Man, come quickly with this one. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, then I flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow.
I am in for the win.
One hit wonder day.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Ice, ice, baby.
Ice, ice, baby.
There you go.
Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll go.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage like a jump with a candle.
Dance!
All right, good.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Dude, that was great.
Yeah.
That was real good.
You must be a rapper.
Do you do that ever?
How about this one?
All right.
Beer bust like I had last week. I must stay deep because talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. I kind of sang that a bit.
You did.
Yeah.
And that's what helped me.
Yeah, I thought
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what helped you on the first one, too.
All right. Lunchbox, what do you have?
I have Mambo number 5.
Eddie? Wow, he's good. Mambo number 5.
A little bit of money.
There you go.
Beer bust like I had last week. I must stay deep because talk is cheap.
All right, so here we go. This is a tough one.
Okay.
You know the song, but the words, I don't know.
Hey,
boy,
I like tough.
Okay. Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any of those. Keep planting to find which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. What? I got you with that last line. I sang it like the melody of it.
What in the world?
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any of those. Keep planning to find which one grows. It's a secret no one knows.
Oh, my goodness.
I know this song.
Go ahead.
I don't know it.
Lunchbox, answer.
Secret Garden.
No. Eddie?
I don't know it. Macarena.
No.
Bumbop.
Secret, no one knows.
That's Hanson. Yeah, it's
Hanson. All right.
Never knew the words. You're right.
Speed round.
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah, just yell the song. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
She had dumps like a truck. Truck.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Time.
Baby got. Whoa.
Eddie, that's wrong. She had dumps like a truck. Truck, truck. Thighs like what? What? What?
It's Nelly.
Baby, move your butt.
It's
butt,
Nelly.
But I think I sing it again. Need the name of the song.
Sing it
three,
again.
Two.
Air Force One.
No, thong song.
Oh.
There is no winner. Everybody loses.
No!
Everybody loses.
Nolan Boyd?
You're all losers. Lunchbox thinks he looks like Chris Martin from Coldplay.
No.
No. After being near him at iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was there backstage, and I took a picture, and I posted it, and everybody's like, oh my goodness, I thought that was just you, LB. LB, that looks just like you. You and Chris Martin look the same. So I guess I look like Chris Martin. Or he looks like me. I mean, look. Eddie, does that look like me?
No.
She was. I mean, seriously, because he thought he looked like Tom Brady before Lunchbox.
That's
out.
What people told
okay,
me.
But Tom Brady and Chris Martin look nothing alike.
But I had
you look like
no, no, no. I had long hair then, and Tom Brady had long hair at that time.
Oh.
And now people are saying I look like
Who's
Chris
people?
Martin.
Yeah, who
okay,
are
show
these
me.
People?
One person on Instagram?
No, kind of looks like you, LB. I thought it was you, LB. I definitely thought that was you. I thought that was you.
I saw Chris Martin.
Yeah.
And yeah. I guess, I don't even know if we said hi. We just shook hands real quick.
You
I,
did?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
pretty cool.
See that.
I'm not cool enough to have a conversation with him, but I was like, hey, I just gave him like a bro handshake.
Yeah. You're like, how the kids, man?
No.
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 No kids.
Words.
There were too many people around. No, I don't think we talked.
Okay.
But, and I never once thought, am I accidentally shaking Lunchbox's hand?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Here, look, just like you're shaking Chris Martin here.
He's no also way. Much bigger than you.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just telling you what the public is saying.
No, they're not. Okay, so, hey, can we put them side by side in Morgan number two? Thank you. And we'll put it up and we'll let people judge.
Look, that picture right there is what people thought was me.
Yeah.
Okay, no. If you take a picture of a whole crowd, 1,000 back, I kind of look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
A guy robs a bank, right? He goes in, he's like, put the money in the bag, gets $10,000.
Ooh.
Goes straight to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hmm?
Orders some food, eats, cops come arrest him.
Oh. What?
He was hungry.
Yeah, if all of a sudden you had $10,000 in your hand, what would you do? This guy went to a Wells Fargo in Gainesville, no weapon, but of course, they put $10,000 in the bag and he went to KFC. They don't know exactly what he ordered, but the cops tracked him down. He was still inside. And, I mean, I wonder if you need to steal 10 grand if you just want to go to KFC. Like, let's get lesser charges and just take a 50
yeah.
spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And just say, hey, listen, you see Jason Derulo's house was robbed?
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I just picture them having all kinds of security? I don't know how these celebs get robbed.
I'm solo, I'm riding solo.
He has been the latest celebrity to get by a wave of break-ins. He was a victim of burglary at his L.A. home. Tons of stuff were gone, and they don't know how. But again, I would just think if you had millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
you'd have a crazy security system or like somebody watching your house.
What did she say?
Especially with all of these break-ins. It's like, for example, in Amy's neighborhood, there are a lot of car break-ins. So it's like, make sure your doors are locked.
Yeah.
Put your car in a good lit place. Like you do things if the environment says that things are happening in a negative way. But if this is happening all around him, what if he just left his doors unlocked?
You don't think it's like an inside job?
For sure. Yeah. Oh, no. All this stuff's inside
okay.
job.
Oh.
There's no way that Demi Lovato, Nicki Minaj, Drake, Kendall Jenner have all been burglarized by some random dude that's just trying. Yeah.
Is that same like
right.
Rob Squad? That,
I don't think it's them, but
no.
it's something.
What were they called? I forget their name.
Those kid burglars.
Glams.
Yeah, they had a name.
Not the Glam Squad. Like.
No.
You tried.
Yeah. Fake news.
No, I thought it was right.
Yeah.
It was a ring.
It was the bling ring?
The bling ring.
That's
yeah.
it.
Okay, there we go. You don't want teamwork.
Yeah, the bling ring. Or as lunch would call them, the glam squad.
Well, that's shiny.
Just kind of a look at what's happening this week. The Voice returns tonight, season 13 on NBC. And I don't know when she's going to be on, but Natalie Stovall is auditioning. And so, I don't know if it's tonight, I don't know when it is, But I encourage you to watch for her because she's fantastic. And she also plays with us, the Raging Idiots, if we can get her away from doing her big shows. But so Natalie Stovall is on The Voice. I don't know if it's tonight or not. The Big Bang Theory is out tonight. And then Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys at Arizona Cardinals.
Let's go, Cowboys!
Which is a big game for Eddie.
Big game. We need a win.
Yeah.
And this is the week.
Yeah?
Yeah, last week was really tough for us, man. I mean, my mom and I were really sad, but we're ready for this week.
Tomorrow, the season premiere of This Is Us. You know that was coming back?
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, I'm ready for that.
I knew you weren't paying attention because I looked at it. Yeah, she was just staring.
Dude,
off.
You got her like in class.
No, yeah. I know exactly what you said. Tomorrow is the season premiere of This Is Us.
All right, is your eye okay?
Yeah. Why, are you okay?
Well, I just like you're not focused at all. And you have shingles. I've had shingles and it's hard to focus with shingles.
Yeah, I mean, I am preoccupied with me wanting to itch but not itching.
Yeah. And did it hurt yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm irritated. That's it. It's fine. Feel great otherwise.
On Wednesday, Designated Survivor, the season premiere. That's a good show on ABC. Ooh. I like that one.
Great one.
Yeah. And Survivor.
Okay.
All right. On Thursday, Grey's Anatomy is still alive.
Oh, my goodness.
How many years has that
so
been
many.
On?
So many.
Didn't it start when MASH ended?
Back in the 70s?
It's a spin-off.
Yeah. 2-hour season premiere of Grey's Anatomy. On Friday, Shania Twain's new album, Now, comes out. It's also National Coffee Day on Friday.
Ooh, I will celebrate.
And then Saturday, the Raging Idiots play Route 91 in Las Vegas. So we're going back to Vegas to play. And so that's a really cool festival. And so we're playing it. It's on the day that we're playing, it's Brett Young, and then Lauren Elena, and then the Raging Idiots, and then Maren Morris, and then Sam Hunt.
Y'all have a really good time slot.
I know. It's so dumb. We do not belong there.
I feel like other artists sometimes are probably like, they go to like their manager or their record label and like, I think there's a typo.
They're like, how did that happen?
The Raging Idiots are...
This Namaste song put us on a new level.
Hey, yeah. I believe in you guys. I love it.
It's crazy.
It's funny.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching ya, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, mistake. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that.
Yeah, we're playing Vegas. I'm doing the Opry Wednesday night, by the way. I'm doing stand-up at the Opry. That'd be a good one because it's the Opry. It's me. I mean, who cares about me? But Low Cash and Chris Jansen are both playing.
Ooh, good
one. So that's on Wednesday night at the Opry. So, yeah, a fun-filled week.
Yeah.
Of action package. Is that what it's called? Do we have a picture of Lunchbox and Chris Martin next to each other yet? We do? Where's that up?
Twitter.
All right. It's everywhere. Go Twitter.
Votes are coming in.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
You think you look like Tom Brady? You think you look like Chris Martin from Coldplay? Who else?
Dak Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly like Dak Shepard, though, really.
How they shine for you. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Walmart wants to test out a new grocery store delivery service where not only they deliver the food, they go inside your house and stock them for you.
What?
Okay.
So when you're away, they go in and stock your fridge.
You're not home?
That's part of it.
And
yeah.
They get in?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Access to your house? How?
My dog walker, because I use an app, they have access to my house. Wag, yeah.
That's how people get burglarized.
No, yeah. Not through WAG, but I mean, I'm
no, not WAG, but I letting someone in your house.
Listen, if Walmart comes to my house and steals everything, they're going to replace it times five, you know what I mean?
With all Walmart stuff?
Yeah, no, with whatever I want.
Okay.
So it's a new grocery delivery service that they're just trying to like make new things. You get a special smart lock on your door.
Oh, okay.
It's the same way I do WAG. I have a special smart lock, and they know the code. Only they know the code to get in. And then Walmart.com. This is not a commercial, by the way.
Yeah.
Because obviously when everybody's yelling, no, I wouldn't do that. That would be the worst commercial we've ever done.
Well, but tell me more, because I am intrigued.
Okay, then you order groceries, and when you want them delivered. They bring them to your house, and then they use a one-time code on your smart lock to get in. They stock your fridge. Then they leave and send you a message that they're gone, and they've locked the door behind them. It's in testing right now. Guys, this is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. I actually think it's pretty awesome.
You were just a hater, though.
Tell me about the smart box.
You didn't let me get to it.
This is what they're going to do. They're going to go in, deliver the groceries. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to be gone. Case your place. Come back a couple hours later. Everything's gone.
When they're not wearing their name tag.
Yep.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Or tell a friend, hey, man, I just went over this crib. It's got a nice TV.
Here's the thing, though. You're talking about casing houses. Like, I had Zero Res come and clean my carpet.
Yeah.
They've come all the time because my dog will use the bathroom.
They're good people.
He's sick now. They don't case my house. They're in my house all the time. Who else do I have in my house? A lot of people.
Oh, you have those toolbox people.
Ross Copperman, songwriter, came to my house to do a Bobby cast.
Sketchy.
Did not case my house.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Kip Moore, sketchy.
Kip Moore came to my house. Did not case my house. I'm just saying, we got to stop with this case our house thing. Like, it happens once in a million times.
It only takes one, dude.
That's right.
Yeah. It almost takes one lottery ticket to win $1 billion.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Oh,
stop it. You guys are crazy.
No. Nope. Casing, it's a real thing.
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah. Just got a really nice card from a listener. It says, Bobby and Dusty. I just wanted to send Dusty something to help him and keep him feeling better. I know he's a tough boy, and we all love him. I used to make collars for my chocolate lab. I could never find good ones for him, so I wanted to watch YouTube videos. I learned how to make one, and so she made a collar for Dusty and sent it up here. It says, enjoy every day with Dusty.
It's thoughtful.
Her name's Stephanie. It's very kind. And people ask for updates about my dog a lot, and I don't want to over-update people, and sometimes it's hard for me to talk about, but I've had my dog for 14 years, and he's sick, and he still has a ton of energy at times, and then he's just tired because he's going through doggy chemo, but he's been diagnosed as terminal, and his quality of life is still fantastic right now, and then when it's not, then it's time for tough decisions to be made. The doctor gave him about 6 months or so, and that was a month and a half sort of ago. And so what the thing is for me is that the Raging Idiots go back on the road in like a month. So I've been trying to get a bus with a big room in the back so I can take him with me.
Oh, good.
But the problem is I can't find any buses with a big room in the back right now.
Oh.
So because our tour bus has like 12 bunks instead of it's like 9 in the big room.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find that.
Oh, man.
So that's the struggle right now.
Oh, that'd be so great if you could be with him.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'd just take him on the road.
Yeah.
But I appreciate everybody asking. Like, I post pictures of him on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and you can see he's getting a little thinner. He still just has so, and he wants to play ball, and he wants to eat treats, and he wants to do all that, but then he wants to sleep a whole lot. And I can tell it's starting to wear on him a bit, and there'll be a time when it's time for a really tough decision. But right now, it's not that time. And I love that dog, and I love that listeners are just sending cards, and they send treats, and like, you don't have to do that. I'm just a guy on the radio. I appreciate it so much, but I just feel like we're just radio people. Like, I don't feel like we matter.
Yeah, but they care about you.
I know, and I genuinely appreciate it.
Yeah. Like,
so thank you for the note, and thanks to everybody who asks. There's pictures up on the Instagram if you want to see how he's doing. Hung out with Amy and her husband this weekend. Did you guys hang out with Amy's husband at all?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Oh, lunch you didn't?
I did.
No, I didn't get to see him.
He beat the crap out of you. He's had enough of your lip over the years.
I know, and I didn't get to see Eddie's wife.
She was there.
I know.
They hung out, actually.
They hung out. Brady was hanging out, and then I was like, did you even get to see Lindsay this weekend? Because I was bummed she couldn't be there.
No, she was out with Paisley. I may see her tonight.
Why?
But then
they?
She goes to Europe for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, Europe?
Boy.
Yeah, she's going to play Europe forever.
For 2 weeks?
It takes a day to get over there. So if you don't commit, she's going to play all over Europe. No, I haven't seen her in a while, and then she leaves again.
Okay, so clearly you'll see her today.
I don't know about clearly, but I may see her today. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to see each other that much anymore. It's busy. Two people, like ships passing in the night.
Yeah, in the darkness.
In the,
the ocean.
We FaceTime.
Y'all are like planes passing in the sky.
We FaceTime, but listen, there's...
I did get to see her on your FaceTime yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, we FaceTime in the airplane. It's like...
It was so like when Bobby rang her.
She's
like, hey!
This weird stress in our relationship of her trying to be an artist while still dating me. Like, it's still a crazy thing. and where stations just still refuse to play her because she's dating me. And like, I've kept her off all my social media, don't talk about her. Like, I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And she keeps me off of hers. Like, try. But they're even, I mean, if it was a dude, it just would not be happening.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, no, it's a sexist thing. It is. If it's a dude, it just would not be happening. But there are radio stations that won't play her because of me. If it was a dude dating a girl, not even a thing. Like, whenever that Sacramento thing happened, you know, when they wouldn't play her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, they, like, canceled
and, like,
her
everybody started adding her real quick because they wouldn't, like... Like, all of a sudden, Spotify added her real quick that day, and they now Spotify's dropped her. They were just looking for a reason to, like, be... The whole thing just really irritates me to where I'm going to erupt. And it's going to be real ugly.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's going to be real ugly, because, one, it's sexist, and two, here's just a girl trying to have a career. And two, three, it's stressing out our relationship a bit, because I feel guilty, because here I am trying to have... And I feel bad that radio won't play her because of me. And I've done everything to keep her off of everything that I do.
And I shouldn't have to do that. No. And you're right. I mean, I've seen the shift because y'all both used to post.
We post nothing now.
And now there's like literally nothing. Like if you were to go to your page or her page, you would think both of y'all were just single.
There's nothing. And so, but that's out of it's career. Sexism.
Yeah.
It's Bobbyism.
That is a thing.
Oddly, it shouldn't be. Like, don't make me a deal. Like, who cares about me? Do you know it would be great if everybody was like, who cares about Bobby? We'll play her. Bobby's an idiot. He doesn't matter.
That's how it should be. He doesn't matter.
That's how it should be. Like, I shouldn't matter so much that it affects someone's career.
God, that makes me so bummed for her because she's super talented.
Me too. And it's a stress in our relationship because I feel guilty all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I hope y'all get to see each other.
We both have stuff to do today and tonight. We may see each other for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. We try to, like, wave at each other driving down the road.
Sad, man.
I know. Two cars passing on
it
the
does
road.
Really, like, it is, like, it is bad. And if her song ends up getting dropped, like...
When are you going to erupt?
If her song gets dropped.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm going to erupt to everyone.
Can
I buy
tickets?
Is there a time frame?
And you know why I didn't drop the old bomb on... September 1st, because the hurricane was happening. It was right in the middle of Harvey.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, it is not the appropriate time.
Right. That's, yeah.
That's not even about her. I got all kinds of stuff in my pocket.
It might be time.
I'm going to come in irritated one day and irritable.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, yeah. Lack of sleep.
It's going to be game.
Oh, my gosh. Bobby got shingles again.
Oh, man.
He'd be so irritated he would just
erupt. People ask, like, how's Lindsay? And I don't talk about it publicly because I don't want to hurt her career. But...
The bear's gonna get poked.
Bear's being poked already. Woo! What happened on the airplane? So Eddie and Lunchbox get on an airplane, apparently getting a cursing fight with somebody. Do you know that?
Wow. Oh my God. Guys, it was close to being a viral video.
Yeah, we almost got a fight.
So what happens?
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Well, I get on the plane first, and Eddie has like a later letter, and he wants me to save seats.
Seats or seat? Because there's a difference.
Seats.
My wife, both of us.
Oh.
And then I was trying to save one for Morgan, number two.
You're saving three seats?
Yeah. Wow,
Bones, he had an iPad on one seat, a shoe on another seat,
a
wristwatch in another one.
How many seats were you saving total?
Five.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
Okay, well, he did it.
Okay,
and so I'm walking up, and I'm clueless as to what's been happening, but I guess somebody ahead of me had already started complaining about all these saved seats. But there is a seat that's open in the one that he saved for me and my wife. So this guy's sitting down at the window, and I start walking up, and he starts mumbling something like, man, I'm tired of this mumble, beep, beep, beep. And I go, and I honestly, Bones, did not hear him, so I asked him, I'm sorry, what'd you say? He said, nothing, sit the beep down.
Oh, wow. In front of your wife?
Me and my wife. And I go, what? And he goes, you heard me, sit down. I'm like, I'm shocked. I'm like, Lunch, what did you do? What's happening here? So I go, no, I'm not sitting next to you. So I go and sit in another row. Behind me, another girl comes up and goes, oh, is this seat taken? He goes, it's open.
And she sits down and she goes, man, I'm going to have to save this middle seat for my friend.
Oh,
and I
that's
looked at
it.
Her and I said, hey, you might want to be careful. That little grumpy guy over there doesn't like you saving seats.
He's in a bad mood. I start yelling from the back.
Oh, wow, okay, y'all.
This is just fundamentally not a good thing. First of all, you can't save five seats on an airplane. You can't. Even if it's Southwest. You can't say five. You can't say do it in a movie theater. You can't do it on sat. You can save one and at the max two, and you're just.
Well, I mean, you are pushing.
You're
it
playing with fire
one.
On that second
yeah.
seat.
But can you tell someone to sit the beep down?
Well, so let me get to my second point here.
Okay.
Yeah. Lunchbox, you can't do that. You put them in a bad situation.
No. They asked me to do it, so I was doing them a favor.
So they put you in
I was the one taking the heat. I mean, there was people walking by going, oh, he's saving seats. Oh, he's saving seats.
You put a shoe in a seat.
I did.
A shoe.
So you can't do that. You can't save five seats. You can do one, maybe two.
Okay.
Eddie.
Yes.
You let some guy disrespect you in front of your wife.
Exactly.
Like,
dude. That's what I thought. What a little chunk.
I'm telling you, in my mind, I was like, oh, no, I'm going to be the next viral video on Southwest Airlines.
What
like,
a chump. Lunchbox, why didn't you step in and take care of business?
No, not a peep from Lunchbox.
Oh, whatever.
Nothing.
Oh, you kidding me? I'm the one that said, oh, sorry, old man. Didn't mean to ruin your life by saving a seat.
And that's like, how you said it?
Yes.
We went hard on him after the fact.
No, you did from a couple rows
yeah,
back
couple
when
rows
you were
back.
Sitting right next to him. You
I was
didn't
like,
say
he's
nothing.
In a bad mood. You don't, put your... don't save a seat around that guy.
No, here's Whoa. Eddie. He tells him, sit the blank down. Eddie goes, oh, I'm going to put my tail between my legs and I'm just going to walk away.
No, I told him, no, I'm not sitting next to you. I'm out.
I mean, your wife has to be embarrassed.
You two are the biggest weenies. You
no, he
so
is.
Much. No, you too much.
I was not about to be a viral video. I wasn't going to get dragged off a plane. Like, that wasn't going to happen.
He put you in a bad spot. You can't save five seats. It doesn't matter. Hey, Lunchbox, will you give me $100? I just asked you for it.
I was doing someone a favor.
You can't
I'm
save five seats.
Hey.
I'm done talking.
I'm sorry Eddie was a little wimp and got put
in his place.
Did
your wife think you're like a weenie?
No, dude, we were just shocked, both of us.
But then later was she like, you're a weenie.
No, she loves me. She thinks I'm tough.
Oh, I'm okay.
You show your true toughness.
If everybody on the show, if we had like the Royal Rumble or yeah. everybody gets in a ring, and
yeah.
you go out first.
No, Lunch for sure. Lunchbox.
No.
He's down
He's
first.
Feisty.
He's wiry.
Scrappy, maybe.
He's a wiry little fella.
Yeah, he is angry. So, yeah, maybe that'll help him.
All right. Well, this has been a dumb conversation.
Was anybody wearing Pimpin' Joy gear?
Eddie. Oh, I might have had my hat on.
Oh, no, Eddie. If you do stuff like that, you got to take the hat off.
Eddie didn't do anything except be a baby.
He said he was yelling things from the back. Like.
Yeah, but he probably couldn't hear me.
How old is he?
He's probably about 45.
That's a dude.
That's like us.
I'd say 55. And he was
okay,
angry.
Maybe 50. But he wasn't old or anything. I mean, he wasn't super old.
Eddie, that's your age.
Dude, I could have taken him out, too.
No, you couldn't.
You didn't do anything.
Okay. My wife was there. Didn't want to embarrass her. didn't want to embarrass her.
I'm so glad.
And that was the start of our trip. I didn't want to start that way. Can you imagine? I wouldn't have made it. Like, that would have been the worst. Sorry, guys. I'm not going to iHeart. I got no fight on the airplane. Because of Lunchbox.
That'd been awesome, though. What an awesome show.
Yes. The show would have got so much
Lunchbox
press coverage.
Lunchbox is saving a quarter of the seats so you can have your selection. You
know? The news story would have, like, he saved it with a shoe, an iPad, a
phone. The fella put a quarter in one seat, a shoe in another. Man, quite the weekend for music. Just on the new music side, Foo Fighters put out a record. Listened to that a lot this weekend.
It was the number one record, right?
Well, it's not number one time.
Oh.
It takes a week.
Okay. Well, I read it sold a lot then.
Yeah, it's probably over the weekend, but yeah, that'll happen at the end of
gotcha.
Next week. Gotcha. So Foo Fighters and Chris Jansen were the two records, the new records that I listened to. So there was that, and then live music, we had our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which was pretty crazy. Like, what was your favorite moment from the festival, Amy?
I had so much fun watching Thomas Rhett. I mean, there were so many moments, but that was where I was side stage jamming out, or on our little platform thingy, jamming.
I thought Chris Stapleton was really cool, and we all know how good he is, but what happened was, these bands would get up, and they play with, like, 11 people, and they have all these tracks, and flashy lights, and holograms of Elvis dancing with Mickey Mouse, and it's just, like, all this stuff.
Coldplay had confetti and balloons, and
Stapleton out of there?
Yeah.
Three instruments. It was he played the guitar, and he had somebody playing bass and drums, and then Morgan, his wife, was singing with him.
That's it.
There was three instruments and two voices.
Yeah.
And it filled the room.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So for me, just to see like real music get up there, and it was so bare bones, but it was still, it filled everything up. It was quite spectacular. I loved it. So I saw that, and Coldplay was so good. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, Coldplay, they're just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you go watch Coldplay, and you just feel like you just went to like some kind of musical church, man. It's just like there's like some kind of spirit goes inside of you.
When you try your best, but you don't.
They played this, and I was just like, And like he talks and you just want to do whatever he says.
But not what you
need. He's like, poke yourself in the eye. Okay. What next, Chris? Chris Martin? Yeah.
Stuck in River.
Did you guys watch DJ Khaled? I was
we
out.
Did.
Yeah.
I was gone by then. I was
and out. Another one.
I was in bed.
I had to get video of Lunchbox so excited with his winning song.
Oh. All I do is
I mean,
oh,
he so went awesome. So crazy.
Yeah.
Got money on my mind.
So awesome.
So he brought out like Demi Lovato, Chance the Rapper, French yes. Montana.
Yes, and more. And
Travis
more.
Scott.
Travis Scott. Which Travis Scott got Kylie Jenner pregnant, I think.
Oh, did he?
Rumored.
That's cool.
So, it's not been confirmed.
But the crazy rumor is that Kylie Jenner is the surrogate to
for
Kim
and Kanye.
Oh, that's right. The rumor.
Which probably yeah. isn't true. Who knows? Who cares?
If Travis Scott did get her pregnant, she is 4 months along with a baby girl.
I don't even know what Travis Scott sings.
Yeah, I don't
me
know.
Either. Raps.
I didn't know who he was.
When I think
so.
Of Travis Scott, I think of the drummer from Blink-182.
Yeah, Travis Barker, though.
Travis Barker.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I ever heard Travis
Scott. I was thinking of Kendra Scott.
Oh, Kendra Scott. We love Kendra Scott. Yeah.
Her jewelry is beautiful. Oh, this Travis Scott guy. I love his jewelry.
You want to hear some Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Lunchbox, which one was he? The one with the glasses?
Travis Tritt? Is that who it is? Did Travis Tritt and Kylie Jenner pregnant?
Not, boy, that's the rumor.
Hey, no, start that rumor. Travis.
Start the rumor. Travis Tritt got Kylie Jenner pregnant. Tell TMZ that. Someone call that one in. Here, hold on.
Let me see.
Kylie got pregnant. My baby. Got my baby.
What?
Murder on the beach, so it's not nice.
Terrible.
Okay. What? What?
Oh, French Montana was there too.
Yeah. I sat behind him on an airplane once. Yeah. I was like, who is this guy? We're trying to start the rumor that Travis Tritt got Kylie Jenner pregnant instead of Travis Scott.
So help us out. Get it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so start putting it out there. Travis Tritt.
Tell your friends.
What?
Hey, you know what, though? He'd love that.
Yeah, why not?
Travis Tritt would love that.
Travis, like all of a sudden.
I can't even.
So, oh, boy.
Like, the start of my day, the crazy part was that Kylie might be Kim and Kanye's surrogate. But now the fact that Travis Tritt got her pregnant.
Yes.
Like, you think the Kim and Kanye story would be awesome? Yeah. This story would be
this
great.
Just, like, this makes that one, like, seem totally normal. And I cannot believe that this happened. I can't believe
that. The headline is, he's now a member of a real country club.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
I mean, I smelled T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Oh, okay.
Let's go over to Amy.
That was good. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Good news. Spanx is going to start selling arm tights.
Yay. Arm tights?
Yeah. I think they go on sale today, actually. The arm tights basically do the same thing that regular Spanx do, but they suck in your arms.
Are people just going to be wrapped? Like, their whole body is going to be wrapped.
And it's going to be normal.
It's just you're walking around. And then when you have to get out of it, like, you're so wrapped that someone's going to have to unwrap you.
But let's just say you have this, like, really awesome dress with, like, I mean, obviously, I assume you have to be wearing sleeves or you have an outfit, but you need your arms to just be sucked in a tad bit more. Arm Spanx.
Interesting.
Damn, that Spanx company, they are banking.
I ate terribly over the weekend. After I put on 3 or 4 pounds, but, and I can understand having it for, like, your gut or your butt.
Like control top for that area.
But not your arms.
I don't know. I might get some.
What else?
Well, moods are contagious. So here's the deal. We just want everybody to just try to be in a good mood as possible because you affect your friends. They start to mimic whatever mood you are in. So who's going to be the trendsetter in this room?
No. That's not who's going to be. What happens is I've surrounded myself with people that come in good moods, and it's most of the time Amy, and some of the time Eddie.
Sometimes.
But you two are pleasant to be around, and because I come in and I'm just not a morning person, and I get up at 3 o'clock, but I'm not even in a good mood till 15 minutes after the show's over. Then I'm so fun.
Well,
so Amy and I are the trendsetters. Would you say?
No, you're the two that keep the room up.
Okay.
You know, you two are morning people. You're happy. You do your thing.
Yeah. What about me?
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
Well, just keep in mind, you can catch a mood, good or bad. So who do you want to be? What do you want to be spreading? Spread the good news.
Amy has shingles. Yeah, so I don't want you to be asking about what do we want to be spreading. Amy has shingles on her face, in her eye. And I can tell you, shingles hurt. I've had them.
Yeah.
I had them on my stomach and, like, leg.
She thought she had spiders crawling in her head, though. So it's actually a step.
Well, finally,
serious.
I got to see a doctor, but I explained to him my spider theory, and he was like, okay.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, obviously, pumpkin spice, we can't avoid it this fall, but this company, Simple Beyond, they have started selling pumpkin spice spray. So if you're eating some food and you're like, oh, I really wish this food tasted like pumpkin spice, you can now just spray it.
Okay.
Just spray it on.
Is it like chloroseptic?
The throat spray?
I wouldn't even spray it on food. I would just put it in my mouth.
So that every time you swallow, no, but it's not perfume, although I guess maybe since you could use it as that. It is food spray.
I used to walk around with chloroseptic in my pocket.
Really?
And I would just be like, always, making my throat numb.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
did,
yeah.
Making your throat numb.
Yeah. What else?
Well, I think that I just would like to use this moment to encourage young people, teenagers in particular, start moving, because a new study has found that on average, 19-year-olds in particular are getting as much exercise as sedentary 60-year-olds.
I thought you meant like moving out of their house.
No,
too.
But they're on their phones, they're doing games, they're just not moving as much, and we need to keep moving, people. So, put the phone down, get
I would active. Also encourage teenagers to not do drugs and to That's not commit one. Crimes.
Those are all really good, guys.
Good ideas.
All of them.
Why you gotta trump mine?
No, moving's a good one, too.
And to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can't have a bunch of sedentary...
Stop using that word. You don't use that word. You write that on a piece of paper.
I still don't know what you're saying.
Right. Sedentary lifestyle. You're not moving. You sit a lot. You lay on the couch a lot.
She read it on a piece of paper, and now she won't stop using
sedentary. Wait, are you guys saying y'all don't ever use the word sedentary?
Never.
What? Sedentary?
Yes.
I call it sitting around.
I call it being still.
Well,
move. Or being
y'all
lazy.
Y'all should really expand your vocabulary.
And being still. Sedentary. It's less syllables, too.
I mean... I really hate to sound like the most educated person on the show right
don't
now.
Don't worry, you don't.
All right. Okay, Bobby, everybody knows that you're the smartest one on the show. You don't have to bring it up.
Cool. All right.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
As we are the number two song now on... the most underrated artists in country music. 10 was Brandi Clark.
Since you've gone to heaven.
Craig Campbell at 9.
Lord, when I die.
Luke Bryan at 8.
Girl, shake it for me.
Charlie Worsham at 7.
L-O-V-E.
Cody Johnson at 6.
Oh, with you, I am.
Lauren Elena at 5.
If you try.
Kip Moore at 4.
In the sunlight, a truck in a field and a girl in a ring.
Aubrey Sellers at 3.
Sitting here alone, wondering why I have every tear that I can cry.
So, different reasons you could be underrated. Like with Luke, for example, my most controversial pick, but I feel like Luke is way underrated as a songwriter and like just a pure artist. Because people just see him doing stage dancing. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. I have number 2. Number 2 most underrated artist in country music. And you know what? The guy just goes out and does this thing and crushes it. And you know, he's rated pretty highly. As a matter of fact, he's nominated for Entertainer of the Year this year. But it should have been about 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know, 10 years in a row. Number 2 most underrated artist in country music.
Saturday.
Eric Church.
I like that one.
It was close between Church and the number 1. It's close. Like, Eric Church just don't GAF, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I respect about him.
Yes.
He don't give AAF.
Well, now I wonder who number 1 is.
Yeah. Church just goes out and does his own thing and is like, you don't want to nominate me for crap? Hug on these.
There we
you
go.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is my...
Thanks, Amy.
I yeah'd what you said.
Yeah.
You catch me around here, buzz, 'cause you ain't.
Does his own thing. If you don't like it, that's okay.
He's gonna do it anyway.
He's gonna do it anyway. What's he saying, Amy?
What?
Hug on knees.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that though. Number 2 most underrated artist in country music is Eric Church. Tomorrow, the most.
Wow. I can't wait.
I know. Who will it be?
The most underrated.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
Amy, what did you take from the show today?
Oh, man. Well, I'm not very good at one-hit wonders. That game was fun, but I was out the first round.
Yeah.
I kept wanting to play so bad.
Yeah, which one did you miss? The Baby Got Back?
Yes.
Baby Got Back.
Like, this was, the lyrics were...
Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture.
And Amy's like, can't touch this?
No!
I know!
Lunchbox, what'd you learn? What'd you take from today's show?
That I look like Chris Martin.
No, no one agrees with you on that.
A lot of people online do.
Three, and they all are related to you. It's like it's brother. I agree. Eddie, what'd you take from today's show?
I learned that if someone walks into your house, you're going to shoot them, so you're going to get a bat.
You said that.
I almost shot someone last night.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, I'm going to get a bat. Yeah. I'm going to beat their head in.
And now I will no longer enter your house after 11 p.m. without telling you.
Yeah, send them a text.
My house anyway. Yeah. By the way, don't even text me after 8 p.m.
What? If we're coming, we have to because you'll shoot.
It's just such a predicament.
No. It's like, do we text? Do we not? Do we want to get shot? I don't know.
Don't come into my house. My alarm went off twice. Don't come to my house.
Okay.
Okay.
Or if you do, not. You
expect to be.
No, I'm telling you, if you break into my house, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
I almost shot somebody last night, but there was nobody there. Amy has shingles, and when she has shingles, you have to kid gloves. Let her her head hurts, her face. Does your face hurt?
Itch right now, yeah. Really bad for some reason.
Does your face supposed
to hurt?
Well, I decided to wear a hat today because I didn't want to wear makeup or do anything, and the hat is just irritating.
Does your face hurt?
Yes.
It's killing me.
Oh!
Rude!
Got it!
Rude.
Also, knock her down.
Let me recommend to you to check out that Chris Jansen song called Drunk Girl.
Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on. Walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
I recommend you check out that song from Chris Jansen and his new album, Everybody. So we're going to go. We'll see you Tuesday. From everybody here, including Chris Martin, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll fix you. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.